Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Yeah!
For a second, I forgot how this started. Everybody, it's Amanda.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling. Obviously, it has been so long, we don't even know how to fucking do it anymore.
Yeah, it's gonna... Hey, listen, we needed a tiny break.
How... Was it like a four-week break?
It's been a month.
Okay, it has been a month. Okay, that's right. We did like one Halloween episode and then just fucking gave up.
Yeah, we did. We trashed CM Punk and then said, listen, that's enough. We need to take a break.
We completely dragged CM Punk. And we were just out. Silence. Fucking crickets. I would love to say that the reason why we didn't record for a month was because there were no other horror wrestling things to watch, but that's not true.
Yeah, it's very not true.
Although there is one I want to watch that Ashley told me no.
I don't want to see Kane.
You don't want to see no evil?
No, I don't want to see any evil being Kane.
I need more wrestlers to do Halloween movies. Or horror movies, sorry. Not Halloween's not the genre. Horror movies, please.
My favorite genre of movie is Halloween.
Please.
Yeah. As I'm slightly like dipping my toe into the horror genre, it would be nice if two things that I liked combined into one and did that.
Did you watch Rob Zombie's Halloween?
I did.
Okay.
I did not. I wasn't. I did how Ashley watches horror movies, which is not fully paying attention and also all the lights on in the middle of the day.
I mean, it takes what it takes. And Rob Zombie's kind of like he's, how do I word it? He's gruesome. It's pretty gruesome.
And I don't like gore. Like, I like suspense and I like psychological thrillers and I like weird shit. I'm not the biggest fan of gore. We did go see Basket Case in theater.
We did see Basket Case. I feel like any 80s gore movie doesn't count.
And it's not even that gore. It's like bad. It's real bad.
It's fucking... Oh, God. That movie was so goddamn funny. It's so goddamn funny. I have to drag that theater, though, because how do you not have diet options?
Yeah, they had Coke Zero, no Diet Coke. So they're for me, not for you.
I have a physical angry reaction when people try to offer me the zero version of what I'm asking for. Because like Coke Zero tastes like fucking Coke.
Yeah.
I don't drink Diet Coke because I'm afraid of the sugar. I drink Diet Coke because I like the way it tastes. Like, if they had fucking sugar in Diet Coke, I would still be drinking it constantly. But it needs to taste like Diet Coke as you're drinking a Pepsi Zero because you hate me. Ugh. Like, I would have even been stoked with Diet Pepsi. So I ended up with a fucking cherry icy. And I gave myself so many fucking brain freezes trying to drink that thing.
Yeah.
It was hard. Hard,
yeah,
but Basket Case is a very fun one. I would like anyone to just like revamp that and do it again.
Oh yeah, we talked about that. That it definitely should be remade, but like,
Now.
now in a much better way.
Because I think that that would be soup's fun.
Yeah.
Yes, please. So yeah, we did things. We had dates. We saw each other during the break. We
Yeah.
Ashley and I are not on a break. I want to make that very clear.
Yeah, no, we're not on a break. We're still hanging out.
We're still hanging out. We're just on a break from all of you guys.
Yeah.
But not anymore. November is always a hard one. You guys have already known that. If you've been here for a year or two, because we're two
I
now.
know it. We missed our second anniversary.
I know. Dude, we fucked up. But our second anniversary was a hard day for me this year.
Yeah, it
It's
was.
so hopefully that fixes over time. Yeah, November just is stupid. This entire month can go
It
die
was
in a
that,
minute.
and then like when we did plan on recording, you got sick.
Oh, that's right. I got fucking sick. I forgot about
You
that.
got real sick. And it takes, I know this sounds like it could be a cop out. When Amanda gets sick, she gets very sick.
Yes,
Because
I don't get.
if you have just like a little, you're fine. Like you will still truck on, but when you are sick, it is death.
That's right, I got fucking food poisoning.
Yeah.
God damn it. Del
Barfing.
Taco turned against me.
Wow.
But you know what? Obviously, I had forgotten that I got food poisoning from Del Taco because I ate some earlier today. So
Short-lived,
hopefully, it
short-lived.
doesn't come back for me again.
I'm sure it was just an accident. They're sorry.
They're sorry. They didn't mean it.
Right.
They still want to be friends.
Okay, so a lot of stuff happened while we were gone. A lot of stuff. I can't even begin to start to tell everybody. I mean, if you watch wrestling, you know, but you don't need me to recap anything.
I haven't watched
Amanda
any.
has not watched any wrestling. I have, but mostly indie stuff. I'm kind of mad at AEW right now, if you couldn't tell.
Chuck's not really gone.
Chuck's not wrestling again, so please explain that one.
It is seriously every other month you and AEW are fighting.
Well,
Every other
listen,
month.
I'm not going to the next forum show. I refuse. One,
Oh
tickets are
God.
insane. Two, it's at the fucking forum and I don't like the forum.
I don't like the forum either. That's not a great venue. It was
Even though
not my.
I'm going there in 2 weeks.
That's different.
Going to see a band.
And like the tickets are so goddamn expensive.
They really are. It's so unnecessary.
We have GCW in December. Did we decide? Are we going to that?
I want to go to GCW. They keep
Okay.
releasing names of people who are going to be there. I think the show's going to be fantastic. I You will see me slowly lose my goddamn mind over Sawyer Rec because she is so beautiful and so tall.
So tall.
She will she can end my life happily, and I would say thank you. Also, the Prestige show in January that we're going to that we have tickets for is turning out to be
Fucking nut.
my DDT fantasy.
Prestige just All right, so GCW has my heart because they were my first indie promotion. I fucking love them. I know the talent. And the crowd is like a little grimy, but like just grimy enough.
Well, I think we also come from having a punk background.
Yes, we do come from a punk band background.
Yeah.
Whereas Prestige, I fucking love the Prestige cards. Like they give us such good fucking cards, it hurts sometimes.
It's just the crowd.
The crowd is just so like,
It's odd.
yeah, I don't. We don't
But
have a.
all props to Prestige. I love Prestige. That man who runs it is
I
fantastic and
fucking love that man.
so incredibly sweet.
He's a
His
sweet.
wife also incredibly sweet.
I bought merch for her this past time. She's the
Yeah,
only person I
he's
bought
so nice. Yeah, they're just a fantastic team. They do great work. It's not their fault that
from. The
that part of
crowd.
California is kind of fucking weird, but
Yes, it is just kind of that part of California in
yeah.
general.
Yeah.
I continue to receive messages about what is it, Brainbuster in Long Beach this
Oh my
time.
God. I'm
So
so
listen,
mad.
So listen, that card is pretty fucking sick. And like, do I want to see it? Abso-fucking-lutely. I'm not spending $117. I'm not doing it. I was like,
to go to a convention that I don't even want to go to.
Exactly.
Just to see fucking Warhorse versus Kenta? Absolutely not.
No, I can't. I can't. My brain is not allowing me, especially because like the holidays are coming, guys. I'm already poor.
Yeah. GCW is probably going to be our last show before the holiday.
Yeah. 100%.
I got to figure out what day that's on because I have a holiday party coming up that I need to.
How dare you have other things going on?
I have a work thing.
I hate that so much, but fine.
I'm gonna look. No, if I have no, if GCW falls on that day, I'm going to GCW. I'm not going to the work thing.
Okay. I'm sorry. Game Changer Wrestling, can you please update the list of dates? These are old.
Amanda needs from to come in.
Can you tell I manage things?
Yeah.
Where is it? I'm going to find it. Is it America's Most Wanted?
Yes.
Friday. Ooh, it's a Friday.
It is a Friday? Then I'm not going to the holiday thing.
Okay, cool. So then Sick will be doing this. Friday, December 16th, we will be at wrestling. Do, 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 do. Speaking of wrestling,
should we talk about this match that happened while we were gone?
Yeah, let's fucking talk about that match. This was a difficult match for you.
This was my Sophie's Choice, which is a very dated reference.
That is a dated as fuck.
It's dated for us. So it's just you know, I just know because my mom used to say it, but
oh my god.
Can I set this up for just a second?
Tell us.
All right. Here's Ashley. She's, you know, going through some things. Having a time in life right now. Decides I don't want teal in my hair anymore. Oh, by the way, I dyed my hair teal. And then decided I didn't want that anymore. So I am elbow deep in red hair dye. Just everywhere, all over. All of a sudden, I hear my phone go off. And then I hear it again. And I hear it again. And I'm like, that's weird. Because you don't spam text me. So no one really spam texts me. So I'm like, that's weird. Went off again. I go look at my phone. I wipe my hands off and everyone's screaming at me, holy fucking Shibata. Because they did not say who Orange Cassidy's opponent was going to be for the All-Atlantic Championship for this match. They did not say. Everyone thought it was probably going to be Minoru Suzuki because that was a match that got canceled the first week of COVID. Didn't happen. They've kept trying to make it happen. Mm-hmm. Did not expect fucking Shibata. But thank you everyone who came to my rescue to get my phone to go off. So I went and looked at the match instead of dyeing my hair. But I could not properly lose my fucking mind because, yeah, I was covered in hair dye. Holy shit. I don't even know what to say. It's Shibata.
Dude, I heard the names like well after the match. I heard the names. No, I lied in our little fucking network chat. I saw everybody hitting you up and I was like, what is happening in the network chat that is blowing my phone up?
Yeah.
So I went over there and then I saw everything. So I heard about it and I was like, oh shit, this is going to be a good one.
Yeah. Also, if you don't think that Shibata's theme is a fucking banger, then I have news for you. It sounds like the most early... probably like late 90s like emo guitar. Yeah. It sounds like fucking Elliot. Like it sounds like
fuck, that's a name drop I've not heard in a very long time.
It just has that sound to it and it just makes Elliot. My little heart flutter.
Damn it, dude, Elliot. Wow. I'm gonna have to put that on my fucking Spotify today. God damn.
Oh, the album's still a banger. Yeah, it just like it takes me, for whatever reason, it puts me in that headspace of like, oh shit, early or late 90s emo. But good, yeah. Emo, my emo.
Yeah. Real emo.
Real emo.
Yeah, we will die on this cross.
Yeah.
So it's Orange Cassidy versus Shibata.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the this is also the first match of the night.
Oh, which shit.
I never, like, they don't ever make Orange Cassidy main event ever.
They have a thing against best friends. They were given Trent a lot of attention, and then that seems to have stopped too.
Trent keeps having weird dark matches that don't get aired.
That's interesting.
I know.
What is it with best friends, Tony Khan? What's the deal? Why don't we like them?
Someone on Twitter said it's a Greg Spiracy.
I am fucking dead. Jesus Christ. I love wrestling fans. They're so nerdy.
The Greg Spiracy. Anyway, oh my God.
On that note, though, with the whole like Orange Cassidy's never main event, what the fuck's going on with best friends? So I was actually thinking in this match, within the first 5 seconds, like, dude, Orange Cassidy is a very underrated wrestler.
Uh-huh.
This motherfucker wrestles with his hands in his pockets. And not, granted, not like the whole fucking time or anything, but like the things that he does while his hands are in his pockets is pretty fucking phenomenal.
It's so... Listen, you're preaching to the choir. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, at this point, and as Fire Ant, for crying out loud, like, I've now seen multiple stages of Orange Cassidy wrestling, and I'm just angry that nobody else gets it. Why don't you get it? Why don't you get it?
Yeah, it's...
about it. I just, it's honestly, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's just...
What the French toast?
It feels so
hurtful.
Yeah. Rude. Like, it feels like it's out of spite almost. But I understand. It's people and their typical thing of like, this isn't really wrestling. That's not a real wrestler, whatever. But that man, I mean, I would love to see someone try to kip up it with their hands in their pockets. Please. Please do it. Because
if you can't do that, then shut up.
I think my only issue with Orange Cassidy being at AEW is I don't believe he's being booked right, and I will die on that hill. Everyone can tell me, get in line. There's a full line that you can get into that says, hey, Ashley, something better is coming from Orange Cassidy. And yeah, he has a championship now.
But how long are they going to let him keep that?
One, because I thought Shibata was going to take it.
I thought so too. I was watching the match going, no, Orange Cassidy just got that. You need to leave him alone.
Two. Yeah, when's it gonna get taken?
Because it's gonna.
Yeah.
They're not gonna let him John Moxley that for a year. They're not gonna let him that.
I think Takeshi's gonna come get it.
Ooh.
He's back in America.
I'm not super upset if
it. I don't hate it. I love Takeshita. I mean, Jesus Christ.
But also, like, can we let Orange have it for a minute?
Seriously. Just leave him alone. Leave the boy alone.
Is it because he doesn't bleed?
He did, though. He has blood.
He has blood. We've had
blood.
But
he's also, like, okay, then he had his broken little wing, and then he...
I mean, he's a handsome fella. He's a
very handsome. He's very sweet. He's been doing this thing lately that, like, on fucking Rampage, because for the main event on Rampage, it's always Mark Henry saying, like, and now it's time for the main event or whatever. And now Orange Cassidy comes in and stands in front of Mark Henry and tries to say it. It's so funny. He's very funny. I want to fight everybody.
Oh. We also have the added hilarious bonus of Mike Tyson as a commentator for this now, fucking
match. Amanda, I could not do this.
I'm listening. So I'm watching this in my car and I'm listening to it. And I'm not actually watching all the way. Like, something had caught my eye or God knows what happened. But all of a sudden I hear that list that we all know so well. And yeah. I look up and it's fucking Mike Tyson. And I don't understand. I don't understand. What the fuck? He's a boxer. He's not a wrestler.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Confused. I am confusion, but also it added some hilarity. And he's also an Orange Cassidy fan, so
he loves Orange Cassidy.
He loves him. He was deeply concerned at a few points. It was pretty funny.
Absolutely. I mean, you're going up against Shibata, who like basically kills fools, but
there were a few times. Okay, so the clip that I have, like, it started and the match was already going. So God only knows what kicked off before I got to it. But Chapada's in the corner and Cassidy does his little boop, boop.
Okay, yeah, the kicks.
What I'm doing, but you can see it. Nobody else can see it.
So in the beginning, the crowd goes crazy. They're chanting, holy shit, because no one can believe Shibata's fucking one fucking wrestling. I don't think he's wrestled in 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they got into the lock up, and then Orange sent Shibata out to the outside before hitting the suicida on Shibata. So he jumped.
Okay.
Then Shibata was pissed, so he slams Orange Cassidy into the barricades, and he's real angry about it, which is not usual for Shibata. So he does his little thing where he sits in the ring with his legs crossed.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
And then what else happened? They kind of fight on the outside, then they slide back in. That's probably at this point where you picked up from.
Yes.
Hands were in his pockets, but Shibata took him down with his hands in his pockets. And then he started to do the taunt kicks. Little kicks. And then Shibata did them back. The fact that Shibata was doing it, like, oh my God, amazing.
It was pretty cute to see them use each other's nonsense.
It was beautiful. Because when Orange Cassidy sat in the ring, I was like, buddy, listen, this is adorable.
It's pretty fucking cute. I was down. There's a lot of, I'm actually rewatching it as we talk because there were so many cute moments.
Yeah.
Cassidy looked like he got fucked up a little bit.
Well, it's fucking Shibata. Like, yeah, he's when Orange Cassidy gets like fucking hyped, he turns red.
He really does. Like, I know what you look like when you're working out. It's very red.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And there's one time where Shibata's in the ring and he's just doing his city thingy and fucking Orange Cassidy comes up and kicks this motherfucker so hard. And Shibata like falls and then immediately gets back up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just like, but he killed you. But he didn't.
Right.
Oh my God. And then Shibata gets that fucking crazy, I don't remember what it's called, but it's like an octopus situation where like the legs are wrapped around one arm and then across the back and then you wrap the other arm up.
So it's called an octopus lock.
Sick! I know things! Woo! Woo! We're gonna have to bring back the vocabulary. Or just guess. Guess people's moves.
Do you know what Orange Cassidy's move that he did when Shibata went to suplex on him? Do you know what that is called?
No.
Slumdog Millionaire.
That's, the names are always so random. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make, like, good Lord. Good Lord. We can play this game. I'm going to suck so hard when we start this game up where it's like, guess, Amanda, guess what wrestlers this move is. It's going to be really funny.
Yeah.
It's because I don't. Great. I don't pay, like, I know maybe once. I know one wrestler's finishing move, I think.
Okay, let's hear it.
And it's a wrestler that, like, and you love this wrestler, but I could really kind of give a fuck. So it's funny as hell that this is one that I know. Do you want to guess? Do you want to guess what wrestler? Who is it?
Is it Kenny?
No!
It's not Kenny!
It's not Kenny!
Is it?
It's even worse. Kenny would make sense. It's fucking Hangman Adam Page. The Buckshot.
Oh. Buckshot Lariat, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm like, why do I know this information? This is not a wrestler that I care about. No offense, he's a great wrestler, but like, he's not on my roster of favorite wrestlers.
Yeah.
But no, I know what his is. And then isn't Angel, Kenny's like something angel?
One Winged Angel, yeah.
One Winged Angel. I was going to say Descending Angel, but that's a Misfit song.
Yeah.
So that's incorrect. That would be incorrect.
I'm sorry, Amanda. His is a Final Fantasy reference. How dare you?
Of fucking course it is. Jesus.
He thinks he's Sephiroth. It's the thing. Basically, there's another move that Orange Cassidy does.
Mm.
It's called a beach break.
Okay.
And then his I don't know if you would call it his finisher. His finisher is the orange punch.
Okay, see, like, that makes sense. I feel like there should be more orange-named items to fit this character, Orange Cassidy, that we're going with.
Hmm.
Like, Buckshot for fucking Hangman makes sense. He's got a whole cowboy vibe. Kenny's, he's obviously into video games. I'm not surprised that he has a fucking video game reference for his finishing move. Makes sense. Yeah. Pants come out looking like fucking video game shit all the time. So to me, it makes sense. Orange Cassidy, I'm concerned.
It's fine.
It is what it is. He's not going to change things.
There's another one that I'm forgetting. Is it like, oh, fuck, is it the Mousetrap? I think his is just like random names. Anyway.
Like, I want to go, there's got to be somebody somewhere deep in the fucking wrestling fandom knows why he has named these this.
I'll Google it. I'll try to find out. I know exactly who to ask.
Perfect. I need answers. Is there any fucking reasoning behind this? Or did we just willy-nilly name shit?
Orange Cassidy hits him with orange punch.
Yes.
Shibata falls. He pins him. There we go. He keeps it. Ooh. I did not think Orange Cassidy was going to keep this. I was so nervous the entire time. I wanted to throw up because I was just like, how am I to choose?
Yeah, that's why I said this one was going to be a hard one for you. Because it was like, you want both of them to win. But that's not an option.
Yeah. An option. Can't be a draw. I mean, I guess it could have been a draw, but I also didn't want it to be a draw. And I'm kind of glad, like, deep down, as much. I mean, I even came home and put my Shibata shirt on. So.
Aww.
But.
We felt kind of way.
But I'm glad that Orange Cassidy kept it. And he's still. I mean, can we appreciate the fact that he is taking challenges for this belt left and right. He is not just sitting on this belt.
Yeah, I don't want to hear no nonsense about it. He is definitely wrestling for the belt. He's doing what he's supposed to do. Like, he's good. He's good. I like it.
They fucking shook hands at the end, posed for the camera. Orange Cassidy put his little sunglasses back on Shibata.
Oh my god.
In the cutest way ever. And it's just his little smile at the end. Because hate to say it, probably my favorite match this year so far.
Oh shit, like that, huh?
Yeah. It was good. Right. It was nonstop. I mean,
just jumped to the wrong fucking...
It's my favorite boys. And yeah.
It was good. I liked it. I liked this match a lot. The commentating.
Oh my God. I could not handle Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson and fucking Jim Ross at the same, like, I'm just like, ugh, was Jim Ross on this one? I have a feeling he was. Yeah, Jim Ross, Excalibur, and Tony Schiavone.
My God, don't recall.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Okay, sweet. Just the fucking cutest shit ever. The cutest shit ever. I liked this match. It was super fucking fun. It was a good one to come back into because it was short and sweet and to the point with wrestlers that I am aware of, which was nice. Mike Tyson was a lovely added bonus I was not prepared for.
Yeah.
So stoked. We're getting back into it. I think, I don't know if we're going to cover fucking Full Gear or not. I don't know.
Okay, here's my problem.
How big of an interest I have in that.
Here's my problem. I'm seeing The Descendants the same night. So.
Sick. Well, then we're not.
Yeah, I will watch Full Gear. Maybe we'll just pick a match or two from it to talk about. We don't have to do the whole thing because I'm literally going to see one of my favorite bands ever in a very tiny venue. So
yeah,
that takes priority.
It does, 100%.
I know Kenny and the Bucks are probably going to come back because they're gone right now because Amanda missed that whole thing with the fucking CM Punk bullshit.
Yeah.
But if Kenny and the Bucks come back, let me know. I'll be at a show. I'm not going to be able to. I'll be able to check my phone, but I'm not going to watch it. I jokingly said I was going to watch it in line while I was waiting. Maybe I will. Maybe I will.
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
I have a lot coming up. I'm seeing The Descendants, and then I'm fully switching gears and seeing the 1975 the Monday after Thanksgiving. So
I love this.
It's the it's the two poles of Ashley, 1975, Descendants. So
that's true.
And then in the middle is Weird Emo. It just makes sense.
It does. So I'm dumb. Okay. Well then sick. Maybe we'll watch that movie we were talking about.
Yeah. I literally don't even care if people hate our movie reviews. I love them because it makes me watch really stupid movies and it's just good.
Well, and then I don't know. So somebody it was some random fucking person that was asking about the podcast. They're like, oh my God, you have a podcast? And I was like, I do. It's about wrestling. And so they were asking for a couple of examples, like, what do you mean? And I was like, okay, so we review matches and we go to live shows and we review the live show we watched and we watch movies with wrestlers in them and we talk about that. And they're like, well, that's not wrestling. And I'm like, a wrestler acted in that movie. So therefore it is considered wrestling. Shut your fucking mouth. It is my podcast, not yours. Just skip those episodes if you don't like them. It just seems so silly to me, but whatever. Also, I need to get on the old YouTubes. I wish I was better about watching things on YouTube, but the whole concept does something to my brain for some reason.
It's my favorite thing that this is the limit for you. You're just like, listen, YouTube, absolutely not.
Not doing it.
Nope.
I refuse.
That's where Amanda gets off the bus. And she says, no, thank you.
There are a few things that are a thing nowadays that, like, my brain just does not allow me to get on board with. Twitter is one of them. Fucking Twitter annoys the shit out of me. Like, if you ever want, my suggestion is don't follow us on Twitter. Nothing's happening.
You posted for our second year anniversary, and that was it. Hey, let's just turn this into, no, actually I don't want anyone to follow me either because I have been losing my goddamn mind on Twitter lately.
No, don't follow Ashley on Twitter. Just stick to the podcast. But like,
don't follow Ashley unless you want all of the thirst.
But if you want like a legitimate engagement from the podcast, you need to go to Instagram because I know Instagram. I know all about that fucking, that is my home.
Do you know what's so funny is like, we're the exact opposite.
Yes, we are.
But I don't want to run our Twitter.
I know you don't.
So I hate it.
Dormant until once a week when I post about the fucking episode. There, can I tell you that there have been times where I've forgotten to post on fucking Twitter?
I need like, to do it. I need to do it. I'll be better. I will.
We'll both be better about Twitter. It just can shut up for right now. Well, and then, you know, I got the news that you gave me, and so I'm just genuinely upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Twitter's burning.
We're back. I'm taking down PS changes to changes towards the end of the year. I'm taking down the fucking Big Cartel shop. I'm so over it. Nobody buys anything on there. So
thank you to people who bought from the store Envy.
Oh yeah.
Or what is it? T Public? What is it? Is it T Public and not Store Envy?
Whatever the net we should. Okay, listen, the level of checked out that I am or have been for the last
Let me just look it up. Count Out Podcast.
Is so obvious. Oh, that's right. So Count Out Podcast Network has a Patreon now, so you should be on that.
Yes.
Inevitably. Which is
It's TeePublic.
Okay, so we're a bunch of fucking clowns.
And for the next day, you can get our shirt for $14.
Shut the front door.
Not even joking.
Wait, so on Friday or tomorrow, like Wednesday?
It's oh yeah, sorry. Never mind.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
But check, please check back because the nice thing about TeePublic is they do have tons of sales all the time. And you can get our logo, our main logo, in pretty much anything you want. You can get it in a tank top, a sweatshirt, which we don't offer on the Big Cartel. You can stickers, a flag, which I was going to buy and I still haven't bought yet. Maybe I'll buy that now.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all right. Tapestries, magnets, cups, whatever.
So basically what I'm hearing is... we're done with Big Cartel entirely because TeePublic has taken over.
And if you want a sticker, just let us know. Just hit us up.
It's time for new stickers.
Yeah, we need new stickers because we are very much running out of our stickers. Well, on my side anyway.
I don't have any of the 10 out of 10 with Bang. Oh my God, we haven't 10 out of 10 banged in a minute. That sounds atrocious. I apologize.
Don't make me choose.
I won't make you do it for this match.
Thank you.
But doom. We will be doing that.
Yeah, we'll go back to 10 out of 10 wood bag. We'll have what?
We'll have a guest soon.
Yeah. We need to finish our stuff with Allie.
Yeah, we gotta finish fucking Whopper Texas Ranger.
There's plenty of people that we can get to come on. And then also there is a Discord server. If you go to countoutpod.com, basically everything that you need to know is there. You can see the other shows that are on the network. It has links to everything that you need to find. Basically that's the way we are running the show right now.
Go to countoutpod.com.
Countoutpod.com. You can follow and us on our usual spiel that we do. So
do you want to do that?
Let's do that.
So thanks for joining us back here at How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling.
We hope you missed us.
Huh?
I said we hope you missed us.
I'm sure there's a handful of people that totally did. There was at least like two people that hit me up and they're like, I'm really bummed there wasn't an episode today.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, that at least makes me feel like I'm doing something.
We have a fan base of some sort. Our apologies for the break. We are slowly back on our bullshit, so stick around. It'll be fun. You can follow us on Twitter if you like crickets at
TTW Pod.
Or you can give the Instagram a follow where all the good shit is at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
And that's fucking it.
Yeah.
That's fucking it.
We love you guys. Thanks for letting us take a little break. Sorry, we'll maybe not do such a long one next time. Who knows? This is our podcast. We do what we want.
Exactly. We do what we want.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hi guys, this is Lauren.
This is Michael.
And this is Your Dose of Death Podcast. If you're genuinely curious about the world of deathmatch wrestling, look no further, as me and Mike have you covered on all things in the world of deathmatch wrestling, whether it's
interviews,
show reviews, or everything in between. We have you covered on all things deathmatch wrestling, whether it's past, present, or future. And you're probably wondering where you can go support us. You can find Your Dose of Death Podcast on all major podcast platforms, especially along with the Count Out Network of Podcasts. And also, you can support us on the Count Out Patreon, as we have exclusive content only on the Patreon for all of our listeners. We hope that you go listen to Your Dose of Death Podcast very soon.
And see you at the shows.